say that taking him out required no effort at all. Croker said he did feel a little different, but it's been a long time for me. It just occurred to me that I haven't run into Keena out there lately. How about in your dreams? I couldn't remember. That's odd, I don't remember. But it has to be. I have the same dreams all the time. I'm almost comfortable with them now. Maybe that's the point. Be careful. Like One Eye says, careful is my middle name. Stupid is One Eye's middle name.
I heard that. I'll turn you into a toad.
The little wizard was back already. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You're not even good at turning food into shit. What's the word? I asked.
We may have to wait for a day when we have more time, but you and me are going to have to sit down and see what we can figure out about what you've been doing.
What?
It feels to me like a couple of the walls he's hiding behind have started to fall down.
Croker asked, is he going to wake up on us tonight, right in the middle of things?
I doubt it. He's still buried way down deep.
He watched me suck down some more water, then followed that with a leg from a roasted chicken. You don't eat badly if you're the Liberator.
You going to suck down everything in sight, kid?
It's going to be a long night. You stay here and stick to business, Croker told me.
Short trips out only. Let me know what's happening when it happens.
Right, will do, boss.
One Eye,
we need more spells around this place. Something that will keep the shadows away, but that will let us come and go if we want to. One Eye put on a big gap-toothed grin and cocked that ugly hat of his at an uglier angle.
I don't come up with the perfect amulet, Chief. Figuring we were going to need to have messengers moving around during hard times.
How many do you have?
Right now, an even baker's dozen. That's all? Hey, they're hard to make.
And no doubt, fooling with them took time away from his still and black market projects. We had been in one place long enough for him to have gotten involved in some sort of black marketing, however feeble his prospects were, which would take time away from less interesting avocations, like making amulets that might save lives. I was willing to bet that he had more than the 13 he was willing to turn over to the old man. He would have at least one for each of his own wrists and ankles, plus a few socked back to retail to the highest bidders once we saw how well they worked and how badly they were needed. That little shit really is a villain. But he was on our side, our villain, the best we had. Unless you counted Lady, which I didn't, even though she was the lieutenant. I never have been able to count her part of the company. She came with too much baggage.
It's getting late, Croker remarked. You might take a quick run at Overlook, see what they're doing now.
One Eye, I want to stash my couriers in your dugout.
What? No way, Chief. I just got the place cleaned up.
I took another drink, then sat down beside Smoke. Chapter 63. The light in Long Shadow's crystal chamber seemed brilliant enough to hurt fleshly eyes. Magically created, it came from everywhere at once and left no place at all where a wild shadow might lurk. The few furnishings up there were smooth and rounded, and left no little pockets or crevasses or corners where even a pinhead of untamed darkness might come to life. No feral shadow was going to sneak up on him. Long Shadow seemed to